Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Chamber's monthly radio show, Open for Business. Spotlighting the top chamber members in Gwinnett, Open for Business is brought to you by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Open for Business, the monthly Gwinnett Chamber radio show here on Business Radio X, broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio here in the beautiful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. I'm Mike Salmon, and we got a couple of guests here, a couple Gwinnett Chamber members joining us on the show today. Josh Shirley, he's an attorney with the Shirley Law Firm, and Kevin Gibson, who's the business development manager with the Infinite Energy Center right here in Duluth, Georgia. But we're going to start the show with Josh Shirley. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We always love having attorneys here in the in this studio.
Everyone needs more attorneys in their life.
You can never have enough lawyers around.
That's got to be true.
Talk about your practice and what type of law do you practice?
The Shirley Law Firm, I am an estate planning attorney. I have been practicing for 10 years. I've been focusing solely on estate planning for the last four and a half. I'm a sole practitioner. I focus on, again, estate planning, wills, trusts. I do guardianship, conservatorship. I do business succession. I do probate, trust administration, all of the above, sort of a broad-based estate planning law firm.
Great. Well, tell us a little bit about you and where you're from and how long you've been practicing.
I'm a Georgia native. I grew up in South Georgia. I've been living in Atlanta with my beautiful wife for the last, for 10 years.
Brownie points.
Yes, I've been practicing for 10 years. I moved back. I started my practice here in Atlanta. I have taken the scenic route through my legal career. I've done a lot of different things, but estate planning is where I've landed, and it's been very good to me for the last couple of years.
I was going to kind of ask that question: why estate planning? Because obviously, there's a lot of different types of law that you can practice.
Yes, there are a lot of different types of law you can practice, and I've practiced a lot of them. Estate planning. I landed on estate planning because honestly, and this is going to sound sort of cheesy, but I got into law because I wanted to feel good about what I do. I wanted to help people in a lot of ways. And I started off doing personal injury work, doing litigation, insurance, defense. A lot of the clients I worked for, it seemed like a lot of greedy people fighting other greedy people. Everybody hated everybody at the end of the day.
Wait. And you don't get that in the state law?
I get that on the litigation side. Okay, I do. Okay. But I also work on the front end where I work with people who have real life problems, who are really looking for real life solutions. Okay. I get to work with them and I get to say, look, I can take some of my litigation experience where I've seen it go wrong and I can help that. And I can bring that into your experience, what you're dealing with. And I can help that go right and maybe avoid some of those family catastrophes because we get focused on the money. But the reality is the real price you pay is the family suffering that occurs while all this stuff is going on. You can always make more money. You can't necessarily make more siblings. And that's sometimes the real cost of having this stuff go wrong. And being able to work with folks and sit down and say, let me guide you through and maybe we can avoid some of the greed and the backbiting and sort of the cutting into each other that everybody has seen. Everybody's got a story. Everybody's watched it happen. But maybe it doesn't have to happen to you.
Well, a lot of attorneys that we've talked to, they always say, and I know you just said it, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. In that regard, especially in the practice that you do, wills are very important. Before we talk about getting a will done and maybe the right way to do it, talk about the importance of having a will, because there's a lot of people out there, and I'm sure a lot of folks listening, that don't have wills.
Yeah, being an estate planning attorney is sort of interesting, because literally every single person that I come across is a potential client, because 80% of the people out there either need to get one for the first time, or there's way out of date.
And 100% of the people are going to die at some point,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we're all going to die. Everybody's going to die. So, again, everybody is unique. Everybody's got situations that don't necessarily fall into a pre-planned template type of program. So sitting down with a professional who understands what's in that document from start to finish, and who understands what needs to be there, what needs to be changed, what you can and can't alter, and really being able to provide something that's not just a will, but it's your will, It's designed for your family, for your situation, for what's going on, you know, with your kids, with your siblings, with your parents, and that's designed to work in that scenario. And that's incredibly important. Sitting down with a professional who understands the law and how to make that happen, you can't underestimate the value of what that can do for you and your family.
Which is why people will say, well, I can do an easy will online. You got LegalZoom, you got all those other online services. No, something like that's pretty important. You probably want to talk to a professional. Important.
Yes, yes. I like to tell people that the only thing more expensive than good estate planning is bad estate planning. Because, again, it is something that is going to impact you. It is going to affect your family and your kids, your wife. They're the ones who are going to deal with the potential mess you leave behind. And so, dealing with the LegalZoom will, again, what's really missing, the documents have been challenged. They're legal documents, but what's missing in the process is, again, a competent attorney who can take a template and turn it into your will, just not a template will, but turn it into your will. Again, that's customized and focused and directed and designed to work with you, your family, and your situation. And again, anticipating potential pitfalls that are unique to you. Not everyone has the same situation. If that was the case, then there would be no problem with using a LegalZoom. If we were all lived the same lives and had the same deaths and had the same family, then LegalZoom would be a perfect solution for all your estate planning needs. But you know, if you think there's anything unique with you or your right. family, then you might want to sit down with somebody who can do more than just produce a template.
If everything was the same, we all had the same things, that'd be communism, I think.
I think that's how that works. I'm pretty sure. I was a political science major, but I think that's right.
We're talking with attorney Josh Shirley. He's with the Shirley Law Firm, based in Duluth, but I guess you can work with folks anywhere. And these days with the internet, worldwide, I would think.
Well, I mean, there are, you know, I'm licensed in Georgia, so I am limited in, to work with people in Georgia. That's a state by state. Every state has a state bar, and they regulate not only their members, but other states' members' practice in their state. So I'm licensed in Georgia. I can work with people all over the state. I have a sort of broad base of clients all over the metro area, outside the circle, outside the perimeter, inside the perimeter.
Yeah.
I do probate work. Probate work for folks all over the state. A lot of those things can just be handled by mail, so I can still work with probate clients anywhere in the state of Georgia.
Okay. So if you're listening to this show outside the state of Georgia, take a 10-minute break or so and come back when we talk to Kevin from the Infinite Energy Center.
I have nothing for you right now.
nothing of value to
you at all.
To the listener. You talked about wills and how important that is. If I put you in a front of a group of people and you had 10, 15 minutes to talk to them, what's something that's very important that people, in addition to wills, need to be aware of?
The biggest thing that I talk to, I've told people, if you give me 30 seconds to talk about this, I'm going to talk about it for 30 seconds. If you give me 10 minutes to talk about this, I'm going to talk about it for 10 minutes. And that's IRA, 401k, 403b planning. It is qualified retirement accounts. This is just an area that is not being handled correctly. I work with what's called a standalone retirement trust. It's a trust that's designed solely for your qualified retirement accounts. The standard that's going on right now, what I'm seeing is A, you either leave it to the child, which is, you know, when you've got a minor, is not a very good solution for, you know, these qualified retirement plans. Sometimes we're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars being left to a minor, which, I mean, I'm not going to get into how that functions, but it's not the best result. Or it's being left in or a testamentary trust or a revocable living trust. And what that's doing, generally it's not the worst situation, but it creates some really adverse tax consequences. The tax brackets for ordinary income, and again, the 401k, the 403b, and the IRA, if you got a 401k rollover, those are all ordinary income assets, which the money you take out generates ordinary income, has to be counted as ordinary income. If it is, if that occurs inside a trust and is retained by that trust, then the trust has to account for that, and it gets taxed on the trust tax bracket, which everything over $12,500 gets taxed at the top federal income tax bracket and state income tax bracket. So you're dealing with right now 45.6% total income on it, income tax on all income stuck inside a trust that gets, again, taxed on that tax bracket. That's higher than estate planning. I mean, that's higher than an estate tax rate right now, which people move heaven and earth to avoid estate taxes. But when you're talking about, IRAs and 401ks, it doesn't have the level of penetration. People don't know that it's a problem. And this is a middle America problem. We talk about estate taxes. You're talking about people with $10 million plus in their gross estate. I'm talking about school teachers. I'm talking about people who are middle management with their corporation, not the big bosses. I'm talking about the middle guys, your electricians, your plumbers. This is a significant tax burden, which may be borne out by your family. This is something, if it's not handled properly. A quick anecdote. I had a client who came in.
You can't talk about this for 30 seconds, by the way.
No. Well, I've got, you gave me closer to the 10 minutes.
No, I know. So, I'm just saying, you said you could talk for 30 seconds. Like, no, you can't.
I could have done it. Yeah.
It's too important.
Not and get it with any real level of detail. But I had a client who came in and she was the executor of her father's estate. And he had a $600,000 IRA, which is not a giant. We're not talking, multi-million dollars. Again, we're not talking about big dollars here. We're talking about middle America. $600,000 IRA. It was the beneficiary designation set it into a testamentary trust, which he had. She was the executor. She put it in there. She didn't really have any options. There wasn't much else she could do. That's how the estate plan was set up. But that $600,000 trust IRA got cashed out, and it got taxed at a marginal income tax rate of 38%, wow, which is about $210,000 gone to the federal government on a $600,000 IRA. And again, we're not talking about millions. We're talking about hundreds of thousands. What I can do with the standalone retirement trust is pull it off. I mean, the biggest thing that it does is it pulls it off of the trust tax rate and puts it back onto the individual tax rate, which, like I said, everything in a trust over $12,500. Individuals, we're talking about $400,000 before you hit those top tax brackets. If that's the only thing I do, we're pulling it off of, 38% and pulling it down to 15%, 18%, 20%, whatever your marginal income is, your income tax rate, that's what it's coming out at. That's saving 13%.
Bottom line, there are legal things that you can do to get that tax rate down. Obviously, the cost of bringing on an attorney, there's some cost there, but it's well outweighed by the money that you're going to get back that would have gone to taxes.
Yes, and I have to apologize. I'm probably getting a little bit technical here.
You're starting to sound like an attorney.
I'm starting to sound like an attorney, and that's what I do, but it's not my goal to sound like one. But yes, at the end of the day, if I had done that for this client, I could have saved him $100,000 plus on 401k. I mean, on that IRA, and that's $100,000 that's going to your family. That's $100,000. Right. I mean, we're still paying taxes. I can't take it to zero, but I can take it from 38% and get it down to 18%. That's 20%. I mean, that would be $120,000 for them. That's money that's going to your kids. That's money that's going to your grandkids. That's money that's benefiting the people that you spent your life building this account up.
Right.
And rather than giving that to the government, let's talk about how we can give more of that to your kids.
You mentioned, too, it's not a good idea, obviously, to leave everything to a minor. Are there ways to have it set up where they will get everything when they turn 30 or 35 or whatever? There's ways to do that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think I can do this in 30 seconds. When you leave something to a minor, what happens is what gets established is called a GTMA account, a Georgia Transfers to Minor account. And the problem with leaving life insurance or even the 401k assets directly to your child is that hits that GTMA account. And someone's put in charge of it, and that's great. But the GTMA account cancels automatically by law on the day they turn 21. And it's always been funny to me that they chose 21, because the day you legally become allowed to drink is the day that we also are going to dump hundreds of thousands of dollars in your lap. I haven't met very many 21-year-olds. There are some, but I haven't met very many 21-year-olds who I'm saying, "Here, hey, kid, take this, $100,000, $200,000, $500,000 and go make wise choices." That's not...
Go invest that money now.
Go invest that money.
Think of your retirement.
Good things are going to happen from that. Trusts are a sort of broad topic. I mean, the standalone retirement trust, it's a type of trust. The testamentary trust is a type of trust. We've got irrevocable life insurance trusts. We've got revocable living trusts. I mean, these are all different types of trusts that are designed to handle different types of assets. But there is a type of trust that can handle your asset, and we can extend that. We're not bound by very few laws as far as how long we can extend them. But generally, yes, that is going to be the control vehicle that you're going to put in place. It's going to hold those assets. It's going to put a trusted family member, trusted advisor in charge of those assets who are going to direct their use until such time when you do believe your child's old enough to take possession of those assets and make wise choices. Money is a wonderful thing, but I've seen it do some incredibly terrible things to people. Sudden wealth syndrome is is something that estate planners talk about. There's just people who are not ready, having tons of money dumped in their lap, and they're not mentally in a place where they need to be from a maturity standpoint, where they're ready to handle that. And you can be worse off than having never received it in the first place. So not just protecting your money. I mean, that's part of what we do, but we also protect your family from the money. And that can be a very real part of what we do. And when that's what we're doing, it is the most important part of what we do.
Yeah. One of those things you hear is money is the root of all evil. And I'll tell you, people, families are torn apart when the parents die. And I could tell you stories, but a lot of things that we could talk about. We're talking with Josh Shirley with the Shirley Law Firm. And I want to get down to the litigation. You actually, sometimes you obviously have to show up in court.
Yes, absolutely.
And talk about that side of your practice.
I handle both sides. I handle I work on the front end where I'm drafting wills and trusts and creating documents to protect people's assets long term. But I've also called in, thankfully, not on any of my own thus far.
Say, usually not your own clients.
Not my own clients because they're getting expert counsel up front, which prevents the need for this right on the back end. So thankfully, not on my own so far, but I have been called in on a number of other, these are wills, these are trusts where you've either got through part of the probate process, we're disputing some aspect of, where these assets are supposed to go or who's supposed to be in charge. Same thing on the trust. You've got you got kind of a breakdown between the trustee and one of the beneficiaries. You should be giving me more money. No, I should be giving you less money, or I'll give you no money. Or the trustee is misusing the money or misappropriating or taking it for themselves. These things don't correct themselves. And a lot of times, and what's kind of heartbreaking is to watch people sort of sit back and argue over these things, fight over these things, rather than fix these things. And I get brought in when the account goes to zero. And now people are going, well, now it's a problem. No, it was a problem 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. It's been a problem this whole time. And now, rather than just trying to establish what are the appropriate uses and kind of fight over what are our roles, we're fighting over how do we get this money back. And a lot of times, the answer is you don't.
Yeah, once it's gone, it's gone.
It's gone. It's gone. We can get judgments. We can get orders. We can do all these kind of things. But what I can't do is pull money back out of a black hole. And if it's gone, if it's been spent, like I said, it's gone. I mean, I always encourage people, deal with it when there's still money left to fight over. Don't wait until it's all gone, because these things don't correct themselves.
Right. Josh, great stuff. For those, and we could talk forever, but for those that would like to find out more and look into your services, maybe need your services, fortunately, they could use your services early on.
Front end or back end, yes.
Unfortunately, if they need you on the back end.
Yes, if they need it on the back end, then I'm still here.
How can they find out more about you?
You can contact me directly. My email address is josh@shirley-lawfirm.com. josh@shirley-lawfirm.com. You can also find me on the web at shirley-lawfirm.com. Please reach out to me, and I'd love to talk. I do free consultations with folks. I don't charge for initial meetings, so contact me, let me know what's going on, and I can tell you if it's something that you that you need now, that you can wait. A lot of these things come down again to your individual circumstances and your individual situation, and don't go not knowing.
Right.
Contact me and let's talk this through.
Good information. Josh, thanks so much.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, Josh with Josh Shirley with the Shirley Law Firm here on Open for Business. Before we go to our next guest, I want to let you know that Faratech is your one source for all toner supplies, printers, copiers, and computers. Whether you need service or repair on your hardware, or you're looking to find the best price and quality on toner supplies, Faratech has a skilled and knowledgeable team to help you and your company. Contact them today to see how they can help you. They're waiting for your call at 770-582-1188. Next up on the program here, Open for Business, brought to you by the Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce, is Kevin Gibson. He's the Business Development Manager with the Infinite Energy Center. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I think a lot of folks around here are familiar with the Infinite Energy Center. I mean, you've got a beautiful, I guess, for lack of a better term, convention center, meeting space, the arena there that seats, 15,000, 14,000, somewhere in that?
You're being a little nice to us, but yeah, okay. We seat 13,000.
13,000, professional hockey, professional lacrosse. I saw Paul McCartney there recently, a lot of great concerts. You're the business development manager. So I guess before we talk about the center, what is your role there at the center?
So I handle our partnerships, any of the partnerships that we have coming through, Gwinnett Medical Center, Pepsi, Fastline, some of our big partners, and we've got some new ones on board too. And then also our suite sales as well.
Okay. I probably did an injustice by trying to explain the Infinite Energy Center myself. So why don't I let you explain kind of, you know, what you would find on the campus there?
I think you did a great job. You just missed the geese though. So we've got a nice...
Oh, I missed the what?
You missed the geese. We've got geese on campus.
Oh, okay.
So our center...
There's a little lake there.
Exactly. We've got a beautiful lake on campus. So you did mention it. We have Infinite Energy Arena, which a lot of people are pretty much used to calling it Gwinnett Arena. So obviously Infinite Energy is our new naming rights partner. They were brought in November 2015. But we've got Infinite Energy Forum, which hosts our conventions, our conventions, our conferences. And then on top of that, we do have a theater on site, which is very cool. It has everything set up for Broadway shows. So we can do anything off Broadway. It's a 700-seat theater. If you haven't been out to it, you have to check it out. Yeah. Then on top of that, right beside that is the Hutchins Center for Arts. So yeah. Very big campus, a lot to do there.
Yeah, I've been to the Performing Arts Center. And I've been there for comedy shows, ballet. I mean, there's such a gamut of things there, as there are at the arena. I know, as we do the show today, it is, late July 2017. I know you got some events coming up, but talk about some of the big things that are going to be happening soon at the arena.
Yeah, so one thing that we just had through, we had a historic week here at Infinite Energy Arena. We had 6 events in 7 days, 5 of which were sold out. As most people know, we're basically the graduation capital of Gwinnett.
Yeah.
So we had about 36 graduations here with Gwinnett County Public Schools. So that was part of that. But then on top of that, we had Paul McCartney, which I think you're aware of. We talked about that previously, but we actually named a road after Paul McCartney, one of our new roads we just established. We had New Kids on the Block, Roger Waters, Kendrick Lamar came up this way. And then also on top of that, James Taylor too. So we had those events coming through. A couple events we have coming up, Ed Sheeran. I know a lot of teenagers are very happy about that, millennials.
I mean, you're getting some really top-notch shows.
Yeah, I was surprised you didn't say Lionel Richie or Mariah Carey. I thought maybe that might have done it, but Ed Sheeran, I need to reach out to you.
he was on Game of Thrones recently, so yeah. He's big deal right now.
We got 2 shows. He's performing twice here in late August. So
for those that want to find out about shows come up, everything's on the website.
Everything's on the website. We have, if you check it out, there's a spot for the arena, a spot for the Forum. We host over 600 events per year at the Forum alone. If you check out campus-wide, probably 900 events.
Now, people obviously buy tickets. I don't think a lot of folks realize you guys have suites there that are available either year-round or for specific events.
I think people are surprised. I think a lot of people don't realize that we're actually there sometimes. People assume Philips Arena, or they think of the Verizon Wireless Center. But we have a great facility, as you mentioned, 13,000. We do have suites available for rent or to release out for the year. And it's typically they'll hold anywhere from 12 to 14 people. I think they max out around 18 people. But it's a nice suite. It's very intimate if you come out to the arena. One thing I want to mention, I was with Philips Arena for 11 years. My first time stepping into this arena was when I got hired. And I'm from Gwinnett County, and I think it's kind of sad for me to say that. But coming out this way and coming into the arena, it was amazing. I mean, just walking in there, I was like, how did I not know this was not here?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just being sad, being a Gwinnett County resident, being from Snellville, and just not knowing about it. And I think that's the whole thing is we're trying to get that out there. People need to come out and check it out. We do have some major concerts. And once they get in, it's very intimate. There's not a bad seat in the house.
Right. And we have this huge gym in our own backyard that sometimes you take for granted. And to have the quality of shows that you're talking about and things that people maybe overlook, the free parking.
Oh, yeah. That's a huge plus. Try going downtown and get free parking.
Exactly. In a huge lot, you got the parking deck, and I know plans for even more parking. And it was so nice to leave Paul McCartney to be home in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So that's great as well. You mentioned, we're talking with Kevin Gibson with the Infinite Energy Center. He's the business development manager, and you talked about what your role is there. Talk about the partnership opportunities that are available for businesses like the business leaders that are listening to our show.
So one of the things that when I started working here, we started putting together a couple new opportunities here because we know that Gwinnett County, there are a lot of small businesses here in Gwinnett County. So we wanted to do something to cater to them. So we've actually got some smaller sponsorship packages that are event-based. One of them that we just created is 5 shows. They could do 5 concerts. We've got activation opportunities at those concerts so they can brand or advertise to our guests. That's a big one, and that's one thing that we want to get out there. And if they want more information, they can reach out to me. I can go over the price points for that too.
Great. So those are called like one-offs, aren't they?
They are one-offs. So they're not technically a year-long partnership. There's something a little bit smaller, but it helps out. So if they're targeting a certain demographic, you think about the shows that we have a show that appeals to anybody that you can think of. So that's really, we kind of give them the leverage to select the five shows they need that might appeal to their target market.
Oh, that's great. That's very unique.
Yep.
A lot of plans for expansion, and talk about some of the things that we can expect over the next several years.
Well, before I go into that, Mike, it's funny you mentioned that people are still hooked on the Gwinnett Center. I remember my first couple weeks, I made a call out to a lady that was a former client of mine with Philips Arena. And I introduced myself as Kevin Gibson with Infinite Energy Arena. And she hung up on me. I guess she assumed that I was with Infinite Energy.
Oh,
and I was calling just a cold call. So it was pretty funny. And I called her back. I'm like, hey, this is Kevin. I used to work with you with the Hawks. You know, that's. And she's like, oh, I am so sorry. She's like, oh, Gwinnett Center, Gwinnett Arena. And it all clicked. So, but right now we have a huge expansion process. I don't know, are you familiar with the Avalon?
Yes, in Alpharetta.
In Alpharetta, correct. So I've been there a couple times. It's a beautiful campus. So we've got North American Properties Group coming on site. They're doing our developing. And we're very excited about that. So if you think about Infinite Energy Center right now, if you've been to it, just think about that. It's basically the Avalon on steroids is what we're calling it. It's going to be amazing. We're looking at getting shops and retail. So it's going to be live and play. So live, learn, and play. You're going to come early, stay late. So, you know, a lot of people, when they come here on time, you know, they're looking for somewhere to eat and then they're going to the show. And that's really about what they're doing. Now we're going to have shopping for them. So if they come on campus, we're going to get them to stay a little bit longer. I believe the whole part of that is they're going to be looking at putting apartments, townhomes. I think North American Properties is now looking at the retail space. They're getting that adjusted right now. So it's going to be amazing.
That area, Satellite Boulevard and Sugarloaf Parkway with was it Old Peachtree on the other side? I mean, that's going to kind of become the hub of Gwinnett, I believe, especially the entertainment district.
It is, and I think we talked about that too with the hotel going on site. So we are looking at putting a hotel in between the Forum and the arena, and then they are going to expand out Infinite Energy of Forum. So we are going to compete directly with Gwinnett, our Georgia World Congress Center.
Wow.
So I think we're 50,000 square feet right now. I believe it's going to go up to 100,000 square feet.
Great. And I know the staff there and the management, just great folks. And the ratings for the center are always very high. I mean, people go and they just, you feel like you're a guest in someone's home. I mean, you just treat it like royalty when you go to a show. I think a lot of I've always heard a lot of great feedback from just the staff, the people that are seating you from top to bottom.
Yeah. And that's one thing too. One of our new partners is Atlanta Classic Cars. We just brought them on board. They're actually going to be our valet sponsor with Boone Management. So we're going to add a premium touch for our guests that are coming in. So anybody that drives a Mercedes will get free valet too. So that's part of the partnership. And then they're also going to come in and brand our club lounge. So they're going to be taking over that as well. We're very excited for that. So if you've been on the club level, just imagine that it's going to get expanded and they're going to come in and do an awesome job. So we're very excited for this new partnership with them.
Great. Go to the website, right?
Go to the website. It's www.infiniteenergycenter.com.
And everything there, show schedule, information about renting out space, ballrooms. I mean, there are weddings that go on there, receptions, all that kind of stuff.
Anything you can imagine, we'd put on there on the center.
See, there's a lot of stuff we haven't talked about, actually, but you know, that's for another show, perhaps.
And I think I forgot. So the theater, we do have a show called Artrageous that's coming up. And then we also have a magic show. So that'll be going on the theater. Nice. It's something to kind of look at if you're looking to do something different and something fun.
As we wrap things up, Kevin, real quick, because this is the Chamber show, I know the Infinite Energy Center, before known as the Gwinnett Center, has been a member of the Chamber for very, very long. I've seen you at a lot of Chamber events. Talk about your Chamber membership. How has that benefited you?
I love the Chamber. When I first started, I wasn't going as much, but I've realized here, I started going more in January of this year. And I've gone to the business after hours. I actually met Josh there. But it's amazing the more that you go, the more people you know, and the more people that know you.
Yeah.
And it's been a huge benefit for me. And everybody here, once you start getting to know them, they're all very helpful. I mean, everybody's here to help each other out. And as they say, Gwinnett is great. And Gwinnett is all about Gwinnett. And we're all about helping people out. And it's something I feel like I'm coming back home again. It's like a homecoming all over.
Yeah. For those businesses that want to look into some sponsorship or partnership opportunities, go to the website. Is there any other information you want to share for them to contact?
And so they can contact me. My information is on the website as well. Okay. If they're looking at partnership opportunities. It's very broad. We actually have a sponsorship packet that we can send out that kind of details a little bit about what we can do, but it is very broad. So it's really going to be customized to what they're looking to do.
We can go from the one-offs that we talked about all the way up to Well, naming rights, but that's off the table now.
Well, I was thinking maybe 401k, you know, if they're looking to look into their trust and looking to figure out what they want to do. You think about our demographics right now and some of the shows we've had come through.
Yeah.
I'm sure some of these people retiring could probably buy a suite if they'd like.
There you go.
Invite their friends out.
Money. All right. Well, Kevin, thank you so much for joining us here on the show.
Thank you so much.
And Josh, before we go too, I want to get back to the chamber membership because you just joined. You may be one of the newest members.
Yeah.
What made you decide to join the chamber?
Well, it's again, a big part of why I joined is, like Kevin was saying, is as I met Kevin at a after hours event with the chamber. And one of the things that just stuck out to me was one, the bad jokes. but two was the people is getting in there and talking with people and people I do not know. I didn't know anybody there and getting in and just seeing the sincerity of the people that you're dealing with, people that really who care about business, not just their business, but business in general, that their business grows, but that your business grows, and who also care about people and who are genuinely interested in you and your life and what's going on with you. Again, not just the bottom line, but sort of the lifeline of the people that are involved in all of these and getting into the stories of the people and the businesses, because business isn't about money. I mean, at the end of the day, we all have to make money to live. But business is also just sort of, you know, a collection of the stories of people whose lives have lived in them. But seeing that and again, just the authenticity of the people that I was dealing with, it was apparent to me right away that this is a group I want to get involved in and get to know and let them get to know me.
And as both of you guys have found out, I mean, business and sales, all about relationships.
Absolutely.
And yes.
You'll create a lot of relationships through the Gwinnett Chamber. All right. I want to thank our guests for joining us, Josh Shirley, an attorney with the Shirley Law Firm, and Kevin Gibson, the business development manager with the Infinite Energy Center. My thanks to Trey. We had him running around today because, you know, from some extra work that we did. But appreciate Trey, everything he does behind the scenes. And a reminder, this is Open for Business, and you can join us every month here on Business Radio X.